Hello, WHCS Radio listeners. You are tuning in right now to WHCS Radio's coverage of the undergraduate student government elections of 2016. I am your host, Sarah Settineri, and right now I have Kevin Zaw in the studio with me, and he is running for president of the undergraduate student government. Say hello, Kevin.
Hi.
Okay, so we have a number of questions that were submitted to us that I am going to read aloud. But first, before that, why don't you give our audience a little bit of an introduction to Kevin Zaw, also popularly known as Zod.
Right. So I was in student government during my sophomore year. I was a freshman senator. Before that, during my freshman year, I was about part of roughly five clubs. The Entrepreneurs Club, the Hunter Historical Society, which I'm not actually six anymore. I was part of fraternity. I was part of InterVarsity. So it's part of a lot of different organizations. After I wasn't part of the student government, I had a lot of experience with the school. So I try to use that in other ways, such as being a tour guide, being a Hunter mascot, trying to help out the freshmen in a very unofficial capacity.
So what you're trying to say is that your experience with the student body in various different organizations and through the Visitor Center has prepared you for the position of president of the school?
Yeah, I think that, you know, number one, I do have experience with student government. Oftentimes people don't realize that because it's a new year, there's new freshmen, so they haven't necessarily seen that. But I was in student government last year. I went to every single event and assisted with it. This year, I've got a chance to really experience what Hunter's like outside of being in student government. And I think that, you know, the mindset we have within student government is oftentimes, you know, we want people, Hunter students, to connect with USG. We want to have our USG branding and all the giveaways that we have. We want to have USG branding on our flyers. We want to have USG branding when people come to events. And I just think that, you know, there's a small portion of the school that actually feels that. But basically my goal is, and our whole team is to try to make students like Hunter want to connect with Hunter, you know, proud of being Hunter.
Why don't you tell us a little bit about your team? So you are running on what slate?
The Hunter Revolution. So basically our team is filled with a lot of eBoard members that are leaders within clubs. And our team has worked on a lot of different campaigns very voluntarily and also create a lot of events voluntarily. So, for example, our Culture Affairs Commissioner, Michael Marbella, he hasn't had experience being part of student government, but he's had experience running events such as the Mystery Dinner we've had.
Who had?
Last year, the Olive Tree Review. He ran that. He's done a lot of workshops for Filipinos, a Hunter. Again, he's took on leadership positions very voluntarily and really try to promote the Hunter experience through these events. Curtis is our vice president. She's been working on a tuition campaign since sophomore year. All her work has been very voluntarily. So I really appreciate how our eBoard members and how our members have been really doing things for Hunter in a very volunteer capacity.
So in your own words, what is the role of student government at Hunter College?
So I would say that we really lead the direction between the for the student activities at Hunter. I think that, you know, the clubs cannot function if student government isn't functioning correctly. If a club needs a budget pass, but student government is sort of a blockage to that, their meetings take too long, they're not communicating with student government, then the club is going to fail. So they're very much like at the center point for all the clubs and sort of the thematic need for the students.
So student government exists for its students, but for students not in organizations, let's say students that are commuting from very far away from Staten Island and are not necessarily involved in a student organization, what is the undergraduate student government's role or potential role in their lives?
You know, I think that the reason we have this slate and the reason a lot of people have joined us is because they feel like there needs to be a revolution. From my experience in student government last year, I feel that there were 500 students who are really serving, right? The same 500 people are within the clubs. The same 500 people come to our events. And, you know, 500 is a very large number of people. But at the same time, it's a very small minority amongst the 23,000 people we have, or the 24,000 people. And, you know, when you go across the school and you ask people, you know, what is your experience at USG? If they start answering like, I don't know what USG is, I'm not part of a club, I've never attended an event, that's why we need a revolution. Hunter College and college in general is an academic environment. And I think that, you know, that should be our priority. That should always be a priority. But at the same time, college is also an experience. If we have so many people that are so focused on seeing this as a place that, you know, they can enjoy themselves, that's going to ruin their college experience. You know, ideally, you only go to college once. And our goal is to really try to make every single person that comes into Hunter proud to be here.
So very quickly, what would you say is the main goal of a Hunter revolution as a slate? One of the questions that was submitted to us was, what can you do for us beyond grade school promises like more pizza? So there is what you could say is a major dissatisfaction with the current way things are going. How would a Hunter revolution change the status quo, so to speak, if I am interpreting what you're saying correctly?
Right. So number one, obviously, I can't speak for every single member within our team. Everyone has their own sense of platform. You know, we have a very centralized platform, but everyone has their own platform individually. I can say that I would never say that we would say there's going to be more free food events or more of this and more of that, because we have a sense of budget within USG. For me to start saying that we're going to do more free food events, that's lying, right? It's just not appropriate to say during a campaign, because, you know, you're limited within a sense of budget, you know? If we were able to do more free food events, the current USG would have done it. I would have done it last year. So I would never say that. But I think that what I can say is that we will try to think differently, you know? I think I've been in Hunter for 3 years. We've had the same events over and over again. Not saying that we're gonna take them away. We've had the Thanksgiving dinner, the Halloween party, the end of the year party, these same events that come on every single year. So our goal is to think differently. Try to make events where, you know, you're excited to go to, you never experienced in college before, you know? One of our slate members, Sasan, wants to promote clubs. And I think that's a good idea because, you know, I think that there's going to be, again, there's only 500 people that you really go to our events, I would say. There's a minority of people. And I think that more people are going to most likely interact with the clubs, student organizations, before they interact with the USG. So basically what our goal is to try to make the clubs a lot stronger, you know? That's our primary goal, making the clubs stronger before we promote ourselves. Because students are going to interact with the clubs a lot more than they interact with the USG. If they start interacting with the clubs in the best way, in the strongest way, then their experience at Hunter is to become a lot better than if we just made really good events. We see this as a collective effort.
What inspired you personally to run for president of the undergraduate student government? There are several positions that are open, correct? Do you know how many positions?
It's a little bit more than 30, 33.
33 positions that all students can vote for, and the link was sent to you through your My Hunter email, so you can check that link out at any point in time and read the biographies of every single member of the slate. But you vote for the individual, not for the entire slate, just to clarify. So what inspired you personally to run for this position?
That's a good question. So last year when I was part of student government, I was a freshman senator. And I feel that during my time as freshman senator, oftentimes when people would have problems, I would constantly have to redirect them to other people. When people had issues with their budget, I would redirect them to the finance commissioner. If people had questions about an event, I would redirect it to an event organizer. Even as president, I can imagine myself still having a sense of delegation in regards to when people have questions. But the reason I want to be president is because when situations like that happen, I want to be able to help people in the most direct way. When someone has an issue and they don't feel that there's a member of student government that isn't responding to them quickly enough or correctly enough, I want to be able to say that, you know, you can take my phone number, you can knock on my door. It's just really about trying to directly help people. But generally, I very much believe that if you want to make a difference with Hunter, you don't need to be president. You can have any position, as long as you take initiative, can make a difference with Hunter. Even as freshman senator, I really feel that I made a difference. But at the same time, you want an e-board that's going to be responsive to to your decisions. And, you know, when you take risks, because if you're trying to make a change within the student government, you're going to take risks. When you take risks, you want an e-board that's also going to understand that, you know, that we want to be different and we want to sometimes take risks if we're trying to promote change. So it's really about understanding and try to have a direct support for people that have problems with USG.
USG doesn't just work with student organizations. They also work with the administration, with certain faculty members. You have the College Association Committee, which, if you did not know, College Association handles most of the monetary items for student organizations, including the radio station. So I know them quite well myself. So what is your slate's goals, or not just goals, but plans for improving relations with the administration, faculty? Do you have anything in mind?
Well, I have two things to talk about with that. So number one, I think that, you know, in other college campuses, one of the things that they promote a lot is the relationship between faculty, or even more administration in terms of professors too, and their students. I think in Hunter, it's not, that doesn't really exist as strongly. I think that we sort of have that high school mentality where they're the adult and we're sort of the kid. So basically one of my goals is that when the undergrad student wing does anything, any type of event, I always want faculty to be invited. Oftentimes it can be a little awkward if it's a party, but regardless, I think that we do want to create events or ways for faculty, professors to get connected with the students. That's one way to build connections. Number two, I think that, you know, when clubs have issues with administration or faculty, oftentimes it comes from a sense of misunderstanding or not being informed enough when it comes to any form of regulation of the way student activities, college association does things. So primarily, one of my goals is to inform as many people as possible on how to do things. I want every single member of USG to know exactly how to deal with the finances for clubs or anything regarding student activities. Because once you inform students of how to do things within Hunter, I'm not saying all problems are going to go away, but I think that's really half the battle. I would say that half the struggles will really start to improve.
You are currently involved with a student media organization, and you have also participated with the Olive Tree Review in the past. So media, for the listeners that do not know, is actually not under the purview of the undergraduate student government. However, in the past, student government and media organizations have teamed up to do events, and that's really fallen to the wayside in recent years. Is there any plan in place at the moment for improving relationships with student media organizations on campus?
So our Culture Affairs Commissioner, Michael, is also part of the Olive Tree Review. He has very strong connections when it regards to the media board or any media organization. I was also part of the Olive Tree Review. I'm also part of another media organization. So, you know, I think that, again, when I was in USG, there was a sense of disconnect with the media organizations because, you know, we believe there was a sense of, this is a different type of government, right? We don't associate ourselves with each other. Again, my goal is to make people enjoy Hunter, not necessarily people, like, try to brand ourselves as USG. I'm not so focused on people liking USG as much as I am focused on people enjoying their experience at Hunter. So basically, when we do events, when we work with the different organizations, I definitely want to have the media board involved because, again, like, by doing that, there can only be, Hunter can only improve with that.
Then my final question for you is, do you have any final statements to make to the Hunter College student body?
So one of the questions that my team constantly gets, actually two questions. So number one is, how are we different, right? Number two, why do we need a revolution? So last year, I was part of Hunter Evolution, and we ran against the same team, Hunter United. And as much as people kept asking us how we were different, it was we couldn't think of an answer because honestly, it was USG versus USG. We're split. This year, there's a very definite difference. There is one team that has a lot of people that have been USG and that are experienced within USG. Our team has a lot of people that are newer to USG. And the reason that I would prefer our team is that, you know, there's only 500 people that really experience what it's like to go to an event, be part of a student organization, and really interact with USG. And that's a minority of the 23,000 students that we have on campus. If you go around to most students, they're not going to know what USG is. Keep in mind that our team does not respect what a Hunter United has done, what USG has done. We respect all the work they've been doing. But at the same time, we feel that there's a need for revolution because we want USG to be interacting with the whole student body, not just the small minority.
Thank you so much for your time, Zod, Kevin. And please stay tuned, listeners, for the next interview subject of this series, another candidate for president of the undergraduate student body. And don't forget to vote this week only. Polls close at what time, Zod?
12 a.m., 11:59 p.m.
On Friday.
Friday.
I'm your host, Sarah Settineri, and thanks for listening.